Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory. There's a lady's vision that God is healing. You have had spots in front of your eyes. There's also arthritis in the joints. If you have any arthritis, just put your hand up where you are. Yeah, keep your hand up if you don't mind. And I want any neighbor around you, if you don't, a couple of neighbors, just lay hands on you. Because the Lord is going to refresh you. The power of the blood of Jesus just come over you. We bless you. Those watching us on the web, receive this blessing. Be free from every joint pain, every attack. Powers of inflammation, be gone. Be free of this pain. Thank you, Father. And those eyes, God's glory is touching those eyes. Hallelujah. It's a thing of premature aging. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Now, try your fingers. See if they're better. Or bend over your back. Test it and see. If you feel a little better, the pain is better, wave your hand where you are. Amen. There. Hallelujah. Who else? Bless you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a clap. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. You are awesome. You may be seated. We want to bless the children as we release them to go to children's church. Hallelujah. It's so good. I'm glad you could be here. Give them a clap, will you? We appreciate all our kids. May they be blessed. Praise God. By the way, we do send our prayers and condolences to Senator McCain's family. He was a great veteran and ran for president in year 2000. And he decided to go on to glory yesterday afternoon. And we release him with our prayers, our blessings. And he represented some of those veterans that in some ways did not really get as much honor in the beginning when they came back from Vietnam. A lot of them, we are so thankful for that whole generation of people. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we're going to have a postgraduate course. I went to graduate school, and then there were postgraduate courses. I wanted to elucidate, I wanted to amplify what we are going to do in this. I really consider this a very important time in our history as believers, right in this era, this year, as we look now, as we come to the end of August, we're going to start. We'll have a Labor Day picnic right here. Michael, are you here? Yeah, he's helping with the children's church too, I know. But we're going to have a picnic on Sunday. I was just looking at the menu, you know, the hot dogs, cheeseburger. There's nothing like a hot cheeseburger. Do you know that I have cooked in my history thousands of cheeseburgers? I love America. It is such a great country. If you want to work, you can find anything. So I needed a part-time job. I remember I was a freshman. It was wintertime. And so I saw a sign that said, cleanup crew needed. I said, what does that mean? He said, we have all 24 hours. This is a 24-hour restaurant. We need someone to come in at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to clean where almost nobody is here. I said, I'll come. So in the wintertime, I would come and clean the restaurant. Just mop it. Earn some money. There were some fun cooks they had. They were too great. There was a nephew, uncle and nephew. And they said, hey, young man, we need help. We'll train you to cook. Are you interested? He said, yes, sir. I'm just a freshman. I learned whatever, and it was a talent. I cooked thousands of pancakes. It was a pancake house. Learn how to, that taught me how, I mean, I chopped. One of my first duties as I started as a junior apprentice cook was to chop up 25 heads of lettuce. So I did it fast. Then one weekend, they liked alcohol. Those uncle and nephew didn't show up. It was getting late. I was chopping. I had to do the pancakes. And in the hurry, I chopped up my finger. I still have a scar right here. It never healed, Pop. So part of it was the blood was spurting out over, 23 heads of lettuce. So they were screaming for salads. We need salad. We need salad. I said, listen, I am bleeding to death, and you want salads? So I sprinkled water and served the salads. So I just want you to know, I have many blood brothers and sisters in West Texas. But I think my blood is pretty clean. It may have had some things, since I just had come from Africa, of some malaria, fever stuff. talking about Kenya. We have Pastor Ondimu. Where are you, Pastor? Stand up. He's from Kenya. Mike, the place I was, but bless you. Welcome. The Lord bless your ministry. And he has an African Children Foundation. We'll find out more about it. So, bless his work. Amen. All right. Enough fun. Go to the Word of God. I want you to. We're going to go to start with Numbers. I've got so many pages of notes. If you see notes in red here, anywhere lying, those are my notes. I write in red pen. Because I found, when I was preaching, I had that mission doing all for a number of years in the Congo. The light would get so bad, but I could see the red letters. So, to preach from. Number 16. We were talking about, we're going to go after Labor Day, after we have this picnic, then the next day, Tuesday, the 4th September, we start a 20-day fast. It's a very important time. The Lord, Matthew 17:21, by the way, one of the foundational scripture every time, this church, this group of believers, and the watch, which is spread across the world, with multiple thousands of people who watch with us or who come follow praying and fasting and watching in the pattern that the Lord has showed us here. This is the place, by the way. We have a Jesus party every Friday night. We have been having it for 25 years. This is one of the most consistent watch and pray in the United States. We are, and we have several magazines that recognized us as one of the communities that has prayed consistently every Friday night. And we have done it. When we started, we would physically start in the evening, early evening, and go on till 6. At 6, we would have communion. Later, we had some security concerns so that we would dismiss around midnight. But the prayer continues all through the night with intercessors. So we still have all-night prayer. Anyway, we have learned certain things. But part of our genetic code then, and may it become yours, because this is, we are carrying out the instructions of the Lord. And he, Matthew 17:21, therefore, said, if you have obstacles, if you have challenges in your life, for me, one of the big things was that I had a big family. They were all Hindu, except my younger sister came to the Lord after I did. And all the rest were Hindus. And the Lord showed me it was a strong man over my family of Hinduism and reincarnation. And God told me to fast and pray. And after that fast was over, in a matter of, it had been for 18 years, none of them had ever come. And then when I fasted that specific fast, in the next 6 months, all the rest came to Jesus Christ and confessed. So there are major victories that God wants to give you, your family, your children, and that yoke. There are certain big plagues almost now. It's not just one or two, but it's a plague. They're dangerous. Just like I told Friday night that just hours before there was a notice put out by the World Health Organization, WHO they call it, that one of the first times one of their doctors got infected with the Ebola virus, which is a plague. I mean, once it is one of the most horrendous diseases. And so I'll give you a story here of as we pray and fast and release God's grace and victory for each of you and your families. And then we're going to pray. The part of the agenda is we repent and seek God's face as a people so that God can bless America. We repent that God would forgive us of some of the corporate sins we have. When we had plenty to eat and provision, we still aborted millions of babies. You know, 60, 70% of them were African American. So that's a major thing that a lot of progressives have tried to hide, but it's the killing of innocent children is a major spot, a blotch on us, and we need to seek God's face. So people may ask, well, what are we repenting of? I can get down a list of being unthankful for all the blessings and provision. We want to say, Lord, I repent where I'm not grateful every day, to kiss the ground and say, thank God for letting me come and live in this land called America. That this is, and you know, we have held crusades in so many countries. We have been in 40 different countries taking the gospel in different ways. Believe me, every time you come back, this is not propaganda, this is fact. That you want to kiss the ground and say, Lord, thank you for all the freedoms that we have in America. So we're going to seek the Lord's face for our families, for the Church of Jesus Christ, for us here, for All Nations Church, for our region, and for our nation. So there are dark, powerful forces of just demonic, strong powers that would try to steal and to rob our blessings as a corporate, as a people in America, to take our freedoms away, to take our Christian values away, to brainwash our children into the weirdest lifestyles, to pour confusion over our children. It's the age of six to confuse them about whether they are men or women. You know, I mean, it's all weird. I mean, some of it has gone so weird. But we're going to stand and say, we are believers. We believe in the name of Jesus. We declare Jesus is Lord over the United States of America. And we honor the Bible and the Judeo-Christian values that the founding fathers put the roots of this nation established with this great wealth. Not out of bigotry or prejudice or intolerance, but because this we know will give us where God will heal our nation and bless us and go allow us to go from glory to glory, from provision that we enjoy to victory after victory. So there are our battle is not against flesh and blood. Remember that. It's against powers and principalities. That's what Ephesians tells us. So in that context then, we are, remember, if you will, to take on this 21 days, if you will want to take 3 days, sign-up sheet is out there. On these days, my wife and I will pray and fast. You can, I've gone over this, and you can get my book, which is now, I mean, there are more than a million plus in print, called The Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting. So as I touched, this is, for 22 years, I did 2 40-day fasts and 4 21-day fasts. And so kind of it was a living truth established in my life. So I can, if you live it, you can give it. That's one of the apostolic principles. So we are going to be getting victory for each of you. And we're going to give you an opportunity to write down those so we can agree with them if there are crucial prayer needs. So in that then, one of the things that I felt like God showed me, and I want you to go to Numbers chapter 16, verse 41 onwards. I touched on that. I have much more on that and other things. But we'll begin here. It says in the Numbers, all of these, it says in Corinthians, in New Testament, these things that you read about in the Old Testament happen for our example, so that we could learn that these are some of the things that please God, these are some of the things that don't please God, and that God wants to give each of his children success. Each of you has a destiny and a purpose. Who are you? And why? What are you supposed to do? What are your values? And God wants to make it clear so you will not be in confusion. That's why it's important for us to get the Word of God. And the Word guides us. It's not a multiple choice thing. I remember one of the first times I got to travel with one of the greatest Bible teachers, Dr. Derek Prince, for more than 22 years. We would go all over the world. And one of the times I remember we got to preach in Geneva, Switzerland. And that's where about 400 plus years ago the Geneva Bible was written, one of the best. Derek thought that Bible and the German Bible was one of the most authoritative Bibles. Now, the New King James Version is also awesome, by the way. Some of the others are diluted. By the way, you can tell that some got so religious, and then they would cancel out some of the phrases. And they were there in the original manuscript, but they're not included in the later versions. For example, just the scripture I quoted, Matthew 17:21, some of, you know, that one which the Lord spoke to me when I was confronting this case of praying for this severe autistic child. 1972, I remember. And this kind does not come out except through prayer and fasting. So now the later versions, the few late versions, will not put that whole verse in. Some will say this kind comes out by prayer, and will leave fasting out. And that was so even some of the translations are written during the time of the Reformation because they thought this goes according against some of our thinking that salvation is by faith. So if you have to earn it, they just had a misunderstanding. But you don't earn salvation. So people got the wrong impression, so they would leave out certain verses. Anyway, all right. So here in this scripture, Numbers 16:41, on the next day all the congregation of Israel, children of Israel, complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You have killed the people of the Lord." Now, I'm trying to give a whole bunch of things here, but about on the journey from when they are delivered from Egypt and they go out after this, took the blood of the lamb and ate the flesh. They were delivered from slavery. And God brought them out of Egypt from slavery, headed them to the promised land provision. Say promised land. How many of you would say, "I would like the promised land provision for me and my children"? If you don't want it, at least your children do. I am joking. I mean, all of us, that's the scriptural pattern for our lives. I remember Rabbi Lappin coming here and sharing from Exodus, and he says, that's the journey of each person that you must, to come out of slavery of the kingdom of darkness, you must accept the power of the Lamb. You must become through the blood of the Lamb. And that's why John the Baptist looked at Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world." So we have, without any apology, we have our part of our duty is to proclaim that you too and you and you and every community on earth can be delivered by the power of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, and you got to come out of slavery to Satan and the kingdom of darkness. You come into the kingdom of God. Thank God that God had mercy on you, had mercy on me, this Hindu boy. And I was I never remembered you could do this. And on the internet, I found the picture of the Hindu temple that I went to in Mombasa, Kenya. And I remember exactly, I showed Sarah, this is where I stood. And I was ringing the bells in the Hindu temple. And I said, "God, you are not here. Where are you?" And that's when he had the missionary lady knock on my door and gave me the Bible. And the Lord said, "Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life." And some of you, I will show you the Hindu temple. I just realized I could see that on the internet. It's all the time, the pictures are there. And so this is a fresh, may we proclaim that we are saved by the blood of Jesus. And then we are on a journey, like Exodus. That's our life. And so we, from time to time, we'll have challenges. And sometimes our weaknesses can show up. And 14 times you find on the journey, they rebel. People give in to gossip, to strife, to division, and they come against the leaders that God appointed. So he has appointed Moses and Aaron and eventually Joshua. But here, they are murmuring. Often it started with murmuring and complaining. So that's a good thing that every day you need to wake up as a discipline and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm so grateful for all your provision. Thank you for my children. Thank you." And get into the spirit of gratitude. So you inoculate yourself against every spirit of griping, complaining, and bind that thing in your house, any spirit of complaint, criticism, negativity, because it's a spirit that can bring destruction. So 14 times on the journey, God had to say, "Foof," and a few thousand would be in the middle of a barbecue. But I don't want to focus on that. Now it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses, and show that thing. Do you have those things lined up? Show the picture of the tabernacle and the camp in the wilderness. And there, glory to God. See, that's the glory. And the glory of the Lord appeared. See that cloud? It's kind of like a artist's impression. But all you see, all those, you can barely see them, but the little tents. And there are 2 million people all around the tabernacle of Moses. So in the middle is the tabernacle. That's where the Ark of the Covenant rested. That's where the presence of God. Say presence of God. How many of you want the presence of God in your life? And the presence of God in your home. All right? Sheesh. Hallelujah. Way back, you remember Sister Ruth Heflin? She came here the first time she came. I ministered at her place. Some of you, how many of you with Bonnie or me this year when we went to Ashland? And that's where she and her family founded this thing. But she was a glory person. So talk about, when I asked, how many of you want the presence there? When we first came and dedicated our house, where we lived, we came, the angel of revival came with us. So we'd open the greet people. A lot of people would come to our house. The moment they would enter in, they would fall down. We wouldn't say anything. They would just poof. And so when I came, sometime I would go out, come home, and there would be 18 people on the floor, different places in our home. I mean, they would be struck. When Ruth Heflin came, she said, she had to speak that evening. So we were feeding her. We would feed her and then let's get going. And she said, "I feel like singing." I said, "Oh, Lord." And she held my daughters at that time were teenagers. And she held my daughter's hands and started singing. And you know how teenagers are. And one of the girls rolled her eyes saying, "Oh, Lord, I know Dad wants us to go to the conference." And then suddenly they saw Sister Ruth was covered with this gold dust. And it came on her clothing, on her face, and started covering the table. And the gold started showering. I mean, believe me, those teenagers then played every Sister Ruth Heflin tape they could find. I mean, they were believers. So, all right. So here, the cloud appeared. That's a presence of the Shekinah glory. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from among the congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. So, the Lord was not happy that there was some rebellion and strife, nastiness. And Lord said, "Get away, because I'm going to take away the protection over all these people." And Moses knew what was happening, that God would destroy, the protection he has over us. See, right now, you already are being majorly protected. There are thousands of meteorites striking the earth. But God has covered us with such a canopy around the earth that none of the meteorites, unless a few times, once in a while, come through, we are protected. Just that's the way God has protected us and provides the rain and all of those things. Anyway, here is something important, and this is part of the picture prophetically what I see for us in this season and what God wants to do and what how God sees you, I believe, at this juncture. So Moses said to Aaron, take a censer, put fire in it from the altar, put incense on it, take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them, for wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun. Now, this is, I mean, it's one of the most exciting. Yeah, you show the picture of the priest again there and hold it for a moment. That's a picturization of Aaron. And he has a censer. See that? The thing in his hand. It has got live coals from the altar. And in that censer, there are already spices. Spices put together when God gave instructions of what the incense is going to be made of. So he took the coal, incense was already in it. He put the coals, it's burning the smoke. See? And Moses says, take it quickly, say quickly. And make atonement for them, for wrath has gone out. The plague has begun. Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran. Say ran.
Ran.
This is my most unusual pictures. Can you see the high priest running like a marathon runner through that whole camp of 2 million people? And he's censor. Put your hand out there. Go like this. All right, and see then Aaron took it as Moses ran, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living. Say, stood. Between the living and the dead. And then it ended. So the plague was stopped. Say, the plague was stopped. And then a footnote. 49, verse 49. Now, those who died in the plague were 14,700. I mean, they give you an exact number. The number who died by the plague, who turned purple instantly and started shrinking, and they died. Like the Ebola virus, whatever. That amount, the destruction, 14,700. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had stopped. And it was the intercession and the instant the censer running through this thousands of people saying, we stopped the plague. And this is in the where the presence of God is, there is a tabernacle, in the tabernacle, there is an altar with the animals, and the blood of sacrifice is being shed. Eventually, it's going to be Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, and his blood shed. So it's a type of intercession founded on the blood of the shed blood and the sacrifice of the Lamb, Jesus. But in that worship, live worship, the coals are burning. The blood drips on the coals. And that coals, he takes in the middle of that worship. That's where the presence is and people are worshiping. The priests go to offer offerings. And he takes that flaming coal and puts it on that incense. And that helps stop the plague. So it's from the presence of God. Your worship, as we worship, may you become yourself a burning coal. And that your fire you carry. And stop the plague. Say, stop the plague.
Stop the
So here in our nation right now, there are several plagues. We have some of the most horrible deaths from drug addiction. This is not people who are uneducated. These are middle-class Americans that are so trapped by opioid addiction. They're like fentanyl and other things that are, once you get them, it's like a plague, and they're killing thousands of people. There are states that are economically hindered because major portions have been hit by drugs. Or this whole thing of, like, we were been praying a couple of weeks ago. We put a watch focus of Chicago and the violence, the gang violence, that some of our inner cities are devastated by crimes of violence. And it's now become, in our larger cities, a major plague. This is our spiritual forces behind it. And this is where part of your job then is this. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, you are a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Is that right? So you are king and a priest. That's what, for example, in Revelation 1, it says, grace to you and peace from him, chapter 1, Jesus, who is, who was, who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, who loved us, washed us in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God. So guess what? As you have been washed, cleansed through the blood of Jesus, your destiny emerges. What's my purpose? What's my guidance? Well, God will provide for you. God will take care. But part of your calling and destiny is you are a king and a priest. And put that priest with his censer out on the picture again. And picture yourself that, in a sense, prophetically, this is part of your job now. That wherever God sends us, to the nations, or in your own house, you are taking, as you worship the King of Glory, the Lord, that he will give you the ability to, in your ignited worship, the smoke of glory, the presence of the Holy Spirit, that's the smoke. They were baptized in the water and in the cloud, or the smoke. So that's the Holy Spirit, living presence with you. And you run wherever you can, like the Aaron. It says, we release the power of God to break the power of the plague. And mercy of God comes and saves most of the people. So that's why part of us is, as, what do you mean I'm a royal priesthood? This is, gives you a little bit of an insight that you, if you will take it, it's like Tom Cruise receiving assignments. If you so desire, what is it? Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is. Well, your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to be in your priestly mode, to bring, to run, in a sense, as quickly as you can to save as many people in the world. So our prayers, our worship is effective. Even here then, there is important things happening. As we worship together, the smoke is going up to help stop the plague over a region. You got to see what's happening Declare it. Believe it. Release it. Your faith combines with the Word of God. And as I remember, I was talking about it, kind of got distracted, but when we were in Geneva with Derek Prince, and then he pointed to some of the old, I mean, we would preach, most of them were Reformation, during the time of the Reformation, these churches. And so they had a kind of way by which they would build the architecture of the church. And there would be a place where the chorale and the singers would be, but the highest place, you claimed the pastor, priest would go up there. And from the highest post, then he would open the word and speak, read from the Bible. And Derek pointed out, see, there was a reason, because above everything else was the Word of God. And so we receive the Word. So our guidance is, we cannot do without the guidance of the Word. And the Word tells you, this is what you're happening. This is your destiny, whether you're male or female. Now, through the blood of Jesus, you are a royal priest. But you have assignments. You have a duty. Something is happening through your life. You're carrying living coals to bring the presence. Without you and your faith, these people will die of the plague. So this 21-day corporate fast, I felt like there are important things to do to bring that smoke of glory to our nation, to the issues. There's this election, therefore, there are major battles, and we have to pray that final day, November, whatever, is it November 6th? November 6th. We want to pray that as one of the most anointed days this year, beside the day we moved our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That's an important major prophetic event of this year that brings you blessing and prosperity. That's part of Psalm 122. May they prosper who love thee. So I am going to bless my children. We're going to bless the church and say, that prosperity, Lord, that you promised. So you're going to do it. And it's a biblical way to pray, because 2 Chronicles 20, that whole nation is going to be destroyed by the enemy. Jehoshaphat stands and says, Lord, you promised that if we come here fasting, praying, humbling ourselves, that you will listen and you will destroy our enemy. And therefore, we have to passionately say, Lord, you promised that if we seek your face, you're going to heal our land. And Lord, protect our land. May we, as Christians, be able to worship freely, and that we will not be pestered by government. Do you know the guy who made cakes and all that? And he said, he was asked, just purposely, because there were hundreds of bakeries, and they pestered this man, because he said, no, I can't make my Christian beliefs. I mean, that was his kind of belief, that he won't make cakes specifically to promote gay marriage. And so he said, listen, I can do, there are hundreds of things you can buy here, buy anything, but don't make me, force me to make a thing promoting gay marriage. So the Supreme Court just a few weeks ago say, yeah, he's got the freedom. That's part of the Constitution. Well, they didn't wait too long. They waited about a week, and then they pestered him again and said, no, you are going to now make another cake that's against your belief. But so there are forces, all that to say, there are forces that are battling our Christian values. And then there are forces that it's really, I never realized, as the corruption in our, up there in Washington, that it's not like one party. So both parties were bought out by other countries, major money. And I thought they were representing us. Oh, you said, stupid me. I realize now. They took me in. And so may in this election, may those corrupt people who will not represent God, Americans in America, may they be defeated. That's my personal expression. I've still got the First Amendment rights to say part of this election is may we defeat the corrupt and may God have honest politicians. So that's part of our, may Judge Kavanaugh, for example, who is a godly judge, and his name is there, they're going to be debating it. I think Bonnie and a couple of people here have been invited to come and be there at the hearings. So we'll get a chance to be there. There may be, you may show up on the video as they have the hearings. But we want to pray for godly Supreme Court justices who will still stand by our Judeo-Christian values. So these are the things that, Pastor, what are we praying and fasting for? Pray and fast for your family. Pray and fast. Any victory you need, we're going to agree with every family for your prayer needs. But this is a glorious time. We're going to see great miracles and breakthrough. Let November 6th then be a major date for miracles for America. May the Lord, that was used to be Derek's prayer, may the Lord pull down the wicked and raise up the righteous. So see how whatever plagues, then there are other plagues here of violence, drug trafficking, the promotion of alternate lifestyles to confuse our children and get them into the wrong kind of behaviors. On Friday, I got a word. I told a mama, someone has given drugs to your family, and they are going to be in the child's drawer right there. I was seeing a real video camera kind of thing. Because God wants to show mercy on us, that the Lord wants to give us the victory, that our children will not be captive by drugs. I really believe that God's going to give us a major victory this year and take us to the next level of prosperity. So grateful that unemployment is a low. All of these are concerns of the Lord. These are, look at Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and you will see, if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord, I will bless you. You will lend to many, but never have to borrow. You, any enemy comes against you or your children, will be defeated 7 different ways. How many of you want victory for your children? That any enemy coming against them will be defeated. That their needs will be more than welcome. That our children will not have to get loans, but give loans to others. There's a kind of wealth and prosperity that God wants to take us to. May the Lord bless each of your businesses. May you become millionaires and billionaires so we can give the gospel to the nations. We are building an app. You will see already we have things now in German. We want to put things in Korean, in Chinese. All of our teachings over all these years, we're going to have schools of training for pastors around the world. And we're putting out all of that, and it needs financial undergirding. But we have the ability to do it for every person in the world. You see, in India, every young person, they know how to use computers and little iPads and everything. One of the first things they get is some of our material. And others, of course. Praise God. So this kind does not go except through prayer and fasting. How many of you are believing for a miracle? How many don't care. We will. And what I'm saying is, we are not only going to pray for our family. We are a community. We're a family. And what you're praying for, we care for. And we're going to join together our strengths and get the victory. Get people healed, delivered. Where there are family members that do not believe, have not yet received salvation, that is so important, and we're going to pray them in. Some of you have family members, they may be distant maybe, but who need Jesus as Savior. Yeah. Well, we're going to believe for them and claim them. For me, Lord, within 6 months, all that I was close to. The ones, there may be ones I didn't know way back in India and all that. But the ones I knew, they all came, confessed Jesus Christ. And I was so grateful. But we had to aggressively claim it. Cannot come just by accident. So, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you get the vision?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, you are a king and a priest. All right, so let's stand. Do you get the vision?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, you are a king and a priest. All right, so let's stand. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. He washed us, cleansed us in the blood to make us kings and priests. Only you to see yourself. You got anointing, you got power. Just think. Aaron's running through with the censer, saved most of the people. The plague was stopped. Say, we will stop the plague. Over our nation. I am a king and a priest. I want you to put your hand out. You're holding a censer. Put that picture of the priest if you don't mind. For those of you watching on the web, you do too. It's also do. We are by faith. This is my censer. With live coals from the altar, the smoke of glory defeats the plague. Thank you, Lord, for victory for my family, for my finances, for my nation. In Jesus' name, I am a king and a priest. Led by the King of Glory. Wherever I go, I welcome the presence of the King of Glory. I say, let the King of Glory come in the name of Jesus. Victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Victory. Turn to your neighbor, say, we declare victory. All right? Prophetically, we are a prophetic people. We declare and we claim victory, victory. It does not matter. The Lord reminded me last night. He said, do you remember when the smoke of glory came in? And supernatural knowledge. And I said, there's a man here. Your son died this morning. Come up. And he rehearsed it, that moment. I mean, the waves came last night to me and reminded me there is nothing impossible. Say, nothing impossible. with my God. So tonight and today, this is the people watching, the some with stage 4 cancer. Some received that the last 2 weeks. We are agreeing and declaring. As we begin this fast, we're going to see these stage 4 cancers go into remission. Okay. Complete remission and healing. Thank you, Father. And take your neighbor's hand. Close your eyes. And I want us to, ahead of time, give all glory to Jesus for the victory about to come. Say, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the victory you're about to give us. For me, for my family, for my country. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, now give him a big clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want the team to come up here, help me pray for these awesome people and put a fresh mantle of healing. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, say a prayer of salvation. Come on up. If God's telling you, you become part of His family, join the church, you're welcome. If you need to baptize Holy Spirit, if you need healing, come on up right now. We're going to sing, but I invite you. We have a wonderful anointed healing team. So come on up.
Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you, Yahweh, Yahweh. Come and do what only you can do. Mighty man, bow down and worship you, Yahweh, Yahweh. Come and do what only you can do.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Javda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.